I love playing soccer, but I'd no sooner go out on an icy sub-zero field to have a kick around right now in Boston than I would play in 110-degree heat. I say that because ever since soccer's governing body, FIFA, chose Qatar to host the 2022 World Cup, there have been complaints. Yep, about corruption in the selection process and horrible working conditions for the workers building new stadiums in Qatar. The world has covered both those stories. Today, though, complaints about the timing of the event. Traditionally, the World Cup is held in June and July, right? But these months are unbelievably hot in Qatar, with the highs averaging well over 100. So from the day FIFA selected Qatar to host in 2022, it was obvious to all that such conditions would be dangerous for players and for fans. All right, maybe not so obvious to FIFA, but today FIFA announced how it proposes to deal with this. And the world soccer expert William Troop is here to fill us in. What is FIFA going to do to address this problem, William?
Surprise, surprise. They're going to move it. They're going to move it to winter months, late November to late December. And they're probably going to make it a little shorter so that it doesn't last a full month.
But still in Qatar.
Still in Qatar. That doesn't change.
World temperatures, though, are no state secret. Why did it take FIFA so long to kind of come up with this plan to address the heat?
Well, I suspect that the answer depends on who you ask. But I believe that basically this is an excellent example of the very nebulous, smoke-filled room way that FIFA makes decisions. I suspect that the FIFA president, Sepp Blatter, had a plan for this all along, but he's just strung it out to make it seem like it's not his decision. And he put a task force in charge and let them make the decision, which really they didn't have that many options. Moving it to other parts of the year wasn't really feasible for a variety of reasons, including the fact that another possible month that they could schedule this World Cup, February, is already taken in 2022 by the Winter Olympics. So they really were hemmed in, and November, December seemed like the only viable option in the end.
So if this successfully gets through, if FIFA gets the World Cup pushed back by 5 months, won't that have a kind of a serious knock-on effect on all the professional leagues that would normally be playing in the fall?
Oh, absolutely. And they've been howling about this all along as this decision has been coming down the pike. And the head of the association of some of the top clubs in the world, which are in Europe, already made known that those clubs are going to demand financial compensation for FIFA for having to change their schedules that year. On the other hand, I'm not crying too much for them. I mean, these are clubs that make a lot of money from this. And, you know, they will make a lot of money if they play the month before or the month after. They'll be all right. And they have 7 years to prepare. So that part is not so much of a problem.
So aside from many players and fans not passing out in the heat if this is moved to November, are there any other upsides to this FIFA proposal?
Well, I actually do see one upside, and that is the fact that usually when the World Cup is played in June and July, the world's best soccer players have been playing since August and September the previous year, straight all the way to the World Cup in June and July of the next year. What that means is that by the time they get to the World Cup, they are completely exhausted. I mean, that's usually the time on another year when there is no World Cup when these players rest.
Right. They go to Saint-Tropez and hang
instead,
out.
On a World Cup year, they have to go and do it again somewhere else. So in this new scenario for the 2022 World Cup, they actually will have to interrupt these professional leagues all around the world at the peak of the season. And these top players will be in peak physical shape to play the biggest tournament of their lives. So I'm actually kind of excited as a fan to see that.
Yeah, well, better action, better performance, better sports. That's a huge upside. The world soccer man, William Troop, thank you.
You're welcome.
This is The World.